Hello, my name is Olivia Leaving. I'm here today in Chemnitz in Saxony, Germany. I'm here for the German Travel Mart 2024, the 50th anniversary of the conference, which is extremely exciting. And even better, we're here in Chemnitz, which is actually the European Capital of Culture for 2025. Even better, I'm here with Andrea Peer, who is the CEO of the Capital of Culture of Chemnitz for 2025, and she's going to give us the inside scoop about everything Chemnitz, what there is to do in Chemnitz, where is Chemnitz, and how it became the Capital of Culture for 2025. All of this and more today on Insider Travel Report. Well, first of all, Andrea, thank you for being with us today. We're very excited and it's been wonderful to explore Chemnitz.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much. So first of all, I have to congratulate you on becoming the Cultural Capital of Europe for 2025. Can you tell me about some of the specific initiatives or programs that are being developed in Chemnitz to leverage its status as this?
Well, first of all, this process to become a capital of culture, it's really takes years. So the announcement that Chemnitz will be the capital of culture was in 2020, and in 2025 we are actually the capital of culture. There are a lot of projects. Not everything is to tell at this moment, but for example, the big museums of the city, like the one we are in, is an industrial museum, has a very big exhibition called Tales of Transformation. Also the art museum here in Chemnitz, which is very important for the city, has two exhibitions, one for Munk and one for the European Realities.
Wonderful. So there's so much going on, and I think some of our viewers might be saying, what is Chemnitz? Can you tell me more about Chemnitz? I mean, it boasts a very rich cultural landscape. It has a beautiful opera house. It has museums, as you've touched on. Can you tell us more about what there is to do culturally here in Chemnitz?
As you probably know, the motto is See the Unseen. So it means explore Chemnitz and the region. As you said, there is a lot of things already here. Opera house, museums, landscape, industrial architecture. Also a lot of democracy projects are part of the European Capital of Culture. We have sports programs. We have maker hubs. Maker tourism is a very big thing in the Capital of Culture. And everything you can explore in the city. And what is great, you are in the city, but the Ore Mountains are around Chemnitz and it's a beautiful nature, so you can have actually both.
Yes, okay, that's what I wanted to touch on because I've been here a few days now and I noticed the nature is spectacular. Can you tell me a little bit more about the natural offerings for visitors who come to Chemnitz?
Oh, you can do a lot. You can hiking, of course. You can go mountain biking. You can swim. You can kayak. So these are, I think, the most important things you can do. You have a lot of castles and a lot of museums also in the region. A lot of forests, mountains. This is everything you can expect here to have.
Wow! It just has everything. It's a really this burgeoning center of culture, of nature, and all of that. So I guess my question is now, I mean, how is the city of Chemnitz leveraging its location? It's only an hour from Dresden, it's 3 hours from Berlin, to entice visitors to come.
We're in a triangle of three different airports. So actually Prague is probably one of the nearest and biggest international airports we have. It's Berlin and it's Dresden and it's Leipzig. You have train, you have bus, so you can come here quite direct. It's the third biggest city in Saxony, Chemnitz, after Dresden and Leipzig.
So how can you continue and add it to itineraries for people going to Berlin or people going to Dresden? It's quite easy.
Okay, yeah. So, it's quite easy to combine it with other cities. Of course, you can go to Berlin, you can go to Prague, you can go to Dresden, and you're here within an hour or 3 hours, so you can stay here. You can sleep wherever you want. You can stay. Of course, you have to be here a couple of days, but you also can make day trips from all of the mentioned cities.
Wonderful. Thank you. And what would you say is Chemnitz's greatest strength, and what would surprise American visitors the most?
I think it's actually the people and the strengths of the people here. It's a lot of architecture. You have architecture from the GDR here, and you have the landscape in the Ore Mountain. So I think there's a lot to explore, historic and nature-wise.
Awesome. Much to explore. So tell me, looking ahead then, what can we expect from Chemnitz going forward into the future? What should we be excited about?
Well, all these projects which we are doing now for the Capital of Culture, of course, some of them will have a legacy. So you can also have them in 26 and in 27. For example, Purple Path, which is a sculpture trail, an art trail in Chemnitz and the Ore Mountain. This will stay forever. It's a big tourist product. It's modern art in the landscape. It's very beautiful. It's connected with the history of the Ore Mountains and Chemnitz, and you can actually see it, enjoy it, and learn a lot.
I love that. Okay, so we've learned a lot about Chemnitz. It's this culture capital of Europe, 2025. It has castles, it has nature, it has food, it has interesting architecture from Bauhaus to Soviet-era architecture. My last question is, how do advisors book it for clients? Where should they start looking?
The best is to go on the website, and you have everything on the website here from Visit Chemnitz.
Wonderful. So go to Visit Chemnitz, and that's where we start for everything. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Andrea. It's been a pleasure meeting you and exploring this region. I wish you luck with the events as they begin for the European Capital of Culture. Thank you again.
Thank you very much, and have fun in Chemnitz.
Thank you. I look forward to it. My name is Olivia Leaving, and this is Insider Travel Report.